be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the patriarchs, and now it's we're getting to Solomon now in the temple of worship. And Solomon erected a great temple in Jerusalem, one of the most fantastic temples that had ever been made, and that God might dwell among the children of Israel. That's in 1 Kings and 6:13. And amid a vast throng of Israelites, a procession reverently carried the Ark of the Covenant from the tabernacle provided by David to the temple built by Solomon. The priests placed the Ark within the Holy of Holies. As they emerged, a cloud filled the house of the Lord, 1 Kings 8 and 10, signaling the presence of the divinity, the divine God. Solomon spoke to those assembled, if there was a famine, plague, war, or any other calamity, the Israelites should stretch out their hands toward this house. 1 Kings 8:38. From the autumn of perhaps 952 BC forward, the temple became the center of Israelite worship. Congregants from gathered in the temple courtyard to sacrifice, pray, and offer thanksgiving and praise to God. Within the sanctuary, the priestly descendants of the tribe of Levi tended to their duties as guardians of the house of the Lord. Solomon's temple was dedicated during the autumn New Year celebration. Every year thereafter, the Israelites expressed their thanks for the return of the Ark of the Covenant, which remained in the Holy of Holies, flanked by lion-like cherubs. The priests performed purification rites before the molten sea, a bronze basin supported by oxen, and they offered sacrifices. The worshipers praise God. The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl. And in the temple, in his temple, all say glory. Psalm 29 and verse 9. The high priest alone entered the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant, recovered by King David from the Philistines, actually resided. And in Exodus, God commands his people, three times in the year, you shall hold a festival for me. You shall observe the festival of unleavened bread. That's the Passover. You shall observe the festival of harvest, Shavuot. You shall observe the festival of ingathering, and that is Sukkot. At the end of the year, when you gather in the fruit of your labors, Exodus 23 and 14 to 16, pilgrims from the entire region came to the temple to observe these and other festivals, occasions. When work was forbidden and worshipers were to blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and offer over your sacrifices, Numbers 10 and verse 10. Feast days were celebrated with sumptuous meals, dancing, and singing of psalms. Sounds like a party to me. And many of the psalms that were come down to us, though most were recorded after the dissolution of the monarchy, retain the essence of songs or rituals dating from Solomon's time. Psalm 68, for example, suggests the character of the early celebrations. Your solemn processions are seen, O God. And this was a great time for the Israelites, actually. Singers. The singers in front, the musicians last. Between them, girls playing tambourines, Psalm 68, 24 to 25. As pilgrims mounted the steps leading to the temple courtyard, they probably chanted songs of ascent, examples of which occur in Psalms 120 to 134. To you I lift up my eyes, O you who enthrone the heavens, Psalm 123 and verse 1. To gain admission at the gates, worshipers first had to demonstrate their moral purity by engaging in a question and answer ritual, such as that contained in Psalm 15. The psalm opens with the congregant asking, O Lord, who may abide in your tent? To which the priest answers, those who walk blamelessly and do what is right. The singers of Psalm 118 joyously enter the temple grounds. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Bind the festal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. That's in Psalm 118 and verse 27. Now, the tribe of Levi, the priesthood, was sanctioned after the revelation at Mount Sinai. When God singled out the house of Levi to be his priestly servants in reward for standing by Moses at that time of the golden calf episode. If you didn't realize that, that's why. The Levites were made responsible for the Ark of the Covenant and the tabernacle. Aaron and his sons were anointed with oil, the oil used to dedicate the tabernacle, actually. And they offered the first sacrifice before it. With the establishment of the monarchy, the priesthood came to play a central role in the life of Israel. The Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, describes three types of clerics in descending order of importance. They are the high priest, the regular priests, and the Levites, the musicians in the temple services. Under David, the Levitical priest, to whom some of the Psalms are attributed, enjoyed an exalted status. The priest, Cohen in Hebrew, acted as a mediator, representative of the Hebrews to God and God's representative to them. His chief duty was to perform sacrifice. He sprinkled the blood and burned portions of the sacrificed animal and ensured that the offering was in no way defiled. Priests were also subject to strict laws of purity. The priest who defiled himself was barred from temple service until he underwent a cleansing ritual. And in addition to presiding over the sacrifice, priests functioned as agents of divine communication and imparters of the Torah or instruction. They teach Jacob your ordinances and Israel your law, Deuteronomy 33, verse 10. They exercise their oracular powers by casting sacred lots called the Urim and the Thummim to advise the people on cultic customs and practices, and to ascertain the wisdom of actions such as going into battle. The priest's role as teacher included interpreting the law, ruling on matters such as proper worship, assessing impurity, and providing moral guidance. The priestly Torah would ultimately become the written Torah, the body of laws contained in the Pentateuch. Other priestly duties included maintaining the temple grounds, raising funds for upkeep, and adjudicating disputes, and purifying those afflicted with leprosy and other diseases. And in the time of King Josiah, the 7th century BC, when worship at other sanctuaries and holy places was forbidden, most of the priests were required to serve at the temple in Jerusalem. Thus, effective control of the temple was placed entirely in the hands of the priests in Jerusalem. Consequently, priests who were cut off from the temple had to find other employment, and is thought that most of those priests became teachers. When the temple was rebuilt after the Babylonian captivity, the priestly status of the family of Aaron was reasserted. Only Aaron's descendants could become priests. Levites from other branches of the family served as assistants to the Aaronic priests, and they were instrumental in maintaining the temple and Hebrew teachings. Nearly 5 centuries later, the temple was rebuilt on a grand scale by Herod the Great, they called him. Herod's structure was destroyed by the Romans in AD 70, as Jesus prophesied, bringing temple worship and sacrifice to an end. But the story of the temple survived intact, thanks to the Levites who oversaw the writing of history recounted in 1 and 2 Chronicles. Now, this is very interesting, this temple worship and how it just abruptly ended at the time of the invasion, at the time Jesus had prophesied that it would. And I'm going to stop there, and we'll take up this study tomorrow. It's a very interesting study, so don't miss any of these, because you might miss something very interesting in the temple worship and how it was during the time of Solomon and David and these patriarchs, and how the temple was built, rebuilt, tore down, and rebuilt. And it remained tore down at this time. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, come into our hearts anew. Those that haven't received you, let them receive you today. Today, right now, in Jesus' name. Come into my life. Pray this prayer. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Forgive me, cleanse me, make me new. Let me be born again. And let me know the real God of heaven, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, go to our website, krciradio.com, and you can find our many of these already uploaded. They're free. You don't have to leave anything. And also, please call us at 928-368-6766. Leave a message. We'll call you back. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. We'd love to hear from you. And if you have a testimony, please share it with us in MP3 format. If you can even email it. Email it to our website has a email address. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.